Good morning, Sawney Elementary. This is Derek Hershey, principal, and with me I've got our leader in me, parent expert, Miss Emily Hawkins. Welcome, Miss Hawkins. How are you today?
I am great, and I love that you introduced me as a parenting expert.
That's right.
Slightly terrifying.
Hey, we all do our best, right? Well, hey, this month we are focusing on habit 4, think win-win. So let's get right to it. What, in your opinion, does think win-win mean?
Well, let's start with what win-win isn't. Many of us are conditioned to believe that if someone wins, then someone else must lose. This is a scarcity mentality, but actually the truth is abundance is all around us, and we can share in the winning rather than compete for it. Another common myth with win-win is that everyone deserves a trophy. This isn't win-win because effectively this means no one is doing anything and somehow being rewarded for just showing up.
All right, so you told me what it's not, but what is it then?
So when we are able to balance courage and consideration, that is win-win. The highest form of courage is when we aren't threatened by others' opinions and have the confidence to share our ideas. The highest form of consideration is when you can acknowledge others' ideas and make sure everyone is heard in a situation. Now, let's think about the converse of these two things. Low courage. That would mean being a doormat, letting everyone else's opinions and ideas rule, and you never share yours. Low consideration is when you aren't giving any consideration to others. Think of that person that you know that interrupts others, may use their phone when they're talking to someone. Thinking win-win is a frame of mind and heart that seeks mutual benefit and mutual respect. It's not thinking selfishly or like a victim. It's thinking in terms of we, not me.
Oh, I love that. It's thinking in terms of we, not me. Love that. Well, can you give us some examples of what this practice looks like?
So I want to give you real life examples because I know as a parent, you are most likely a working parent, but you are also a parent, correct? So typically when we have disagreements with our spouse or our boss, it's because we're misunderstanding each other's priorities. Only when we take the time to understand what's important to the other person can we truly come to an agreement that fits both of our needs. You need to leave early, but your boss needs to meet a specific deadline. Only by talking with one another to understand each other's needs would you realize leaving early would be fine as long as you finish your part of the project so your boss doesn't miss his or her deadline. With my children, I see it all the time. My kids fight over anything. We went on a vacation and we stayed in a hotel, and I kid you not, they fought over a toilet paper roll, an empty toilet paper roll. You cannot make this stuff up. In these arguments, my daughter falls into the victim camp. Low courage, right? She lets her brother have or do whatever he wants just to keep the peace. My son, on the other hand, has low consideration, and he will happily steamroll any and everyone to get his way. You can imagine how differently I have to parent these two to encourage one and tame the other. Typically, these arguments end with us setting a timer so that each one gets an item for a certain period of time, and when the timer goes off, they have to give the item to the other person. And by the way, we flip a coin to figure this out. We even did this with the toilet paper roll, as embarrassing as that sounds. But that's typically what we do. Do you have any personal stories of this in your house?
We have many, actually. It's very similar types of stories. I've got one child that keeps the peace and the other one as well. And so we actually practice this think win-win mentality all the time. And really, I think what comes down for our family is we try to bring empathy to the table quite often.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, how can we practice thinking win-win at home?
Do you know what each of your family members values the most? I say this because I didn't until I ran through this. How are you fostering this when you make decisions together? So this month, we've created a simple sheet to help you collect each other's personal wins. But this also includes you sharing what your win is, because that's your courage, but then learning what everyone else's is consideration. So if you look at the worksheet, you're going to see what you are going to fill in there. And honestly, how you start this conversation is just simply saying, what is your biggest priority? What would you love the most? And if it's my daughter, she's going to say LOL doll. So I'll have to, you know, give a little more context, but I think it's, I want to play outside more. I want to do, you know, I want to spend time with you. And when you understand that's their priority, when you have disagreements or, you know, interactions of any kind, when you bring up, I know you want to play outside most, so let's do our homework so that you can get to that. It really helps them understand, hey, they care about me and they're listening to me. Is there anything that you want to talk about in terms of the school, how the school is fostering win-win?
So it's funny that at the end of each podcast, you ask me the same question. And I really feel like for this one, it honestly goes back and forth between home and school very similarly. Mm-hmm. We talk about empathy in school. It's really important that our students understand where other people are coming from, whether that is from a student to a teacher, for them to understand what the teacher's really asking for and why, and for our students to be able to advocate for themselves, but understand why their teacher is asking of them to do something specific. And then same thing, a lot of our think win-wins come out on the playground, being able to understand how do you share different things? How do you handle those social interactions? And so a lot of it's going to go back to those relationships that you've already talked about. Well, thank you so much. I know this was a little bit of a shorter habit, but very important one. And so we're excited to see how our students do this month with Habit 4, Think Win-Win. Ms. Hawkins, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.